Hey, hey, it's the High Guys Podcast. I'm high. Hope you are too. Hi, guys. What's up with you? What's going on? We back again for another episode. It's going down and I'm already lit. So I hope y'all lit too. Let me do this. All right. Can y'all hear me? The mic working is, can y'all see me too?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, for sure. I'm going rogue again. Here I am again, recording on the run as I am, but that's how we do it. Stick and move. But we got a good episode today. We got a few topics for you. The whole squad is on. We got a guest on again. We got Aaron on again, which is dope. Another mind is always a good time to have on the show. But the topics for tonight.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for are the pleasures ours. The topics for tonight is cheaters versus gold diggers. Which one is worse? But before we get into that, the icebreaker we're gonna have tonight is have you had sex with someone just for no reason at all? Not even like, it might not even have been attraction that like had you have sex. Might have just been like a whatever type of moment. But before we get even into that, we did the last episode, and I mean, by the time it was even published, the news has already been out and kind of spreading about the passing of Kevin Samuels, the Godfather, as most would call him, this new modern men thinking. So it definitely hurt the manosphere, his passing. But at the same time, there are a lot of people who will say good riddance. Which I personally think that, damn, that's wrong. I wouldn't wish death on anybody. So to just be hearing people going in about like this man passing and like people talking shit about him is like I think fucked up. But anybody got any words about like Kevin Samuels, his impact on the new age thinking, or just the man himself? Don't all talk at once. Don't all.
You just had to take a moment. Took a moment of silence. True.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That went without saying.
Get that shot right. For the man.
You're right.
I'm saying, but I didn't have nothing against him, man. I didn't agree with a lot of shit he said. Because I couldn't relate to a lot of things that bro was saying. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to sound like some cocky ass dude or something like that, but I never really had no issue with like when it came to communicating with women or seeing their shit. You know what I mean?
Their value.
I'm a little, yeah. The value, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shit, man. All I'm gonna say is rest in peace, man, bro. Like, you feel me? I don't want to go into nothing negative about him because everybody lives their own truth. He lived his own truth. So I'm going to leave it at that.
By his own experiences. So like you said, like I don't agree with a lot of stuff he was saying either. But certain stuff he had a point on is for guys that are more like him, that's how they operate. So that's how they think. So he's coming for that point of view. So that's how people should take it. His point of view for guys are similar to him and similar to the value that he holds. So, but every dude ain't like that. So I don't agree with a lot of stuff he was saying and with the technique he was using or like the talking bad about it. So I didn't agree with that, but overall, like he had his message that he was trying to get across. Cause it is dudes out there that are whatever percent that of him, they out there. And the women need to know is dudes that do think like that. Like that's how they really think. So if you want that dude, you better listen to what Kevin was saying to you. That's the only way you're gonna get that guy. And that's all he was saying, you know. Like he, but a lot of stuff he didn't have to bash people about, and people ain't got to bash him about what he was saying because it was true. It was harsh, but it was true for the most part, you know. So take it as that.
For me, shit. My experience growing up was completely opposite from y'all too, so. Like, I was always the one, like, being called the weirdo and shit like that. So, long story short, you know, yeah, I do fall under that category. Like, the type of dudes he was talking about, you know, the nerds or whatever and all that other stuff. But, and also, it wasn't just that, but it's just what he talked to as far as his audience. I don't think that was just his audience. He was talking to like just men in general, because it was a lot of guys. Like, I just saw a quick video where T.I. was coming out and talking like in his favor and all that stuff. So he was trying to like kind of defend him on the IG live or whatever, but I didn't finish that little clip. I had to do something else. But his message resonated with a lot of guys from all across of life. But then also, he was just pointing out some shit. He was just calling out to it. I mean, we always seen it. And especially, you know, you go to like little barbershops, no matter where you go, it's pretty much the same conversations, you know. If it ain't about, you know, your chick, you know, and the shit you going through, then it's about a chick you're trying to fuck or something like that. Or just different, or some sports or whatever. But it's always, there are some moments in the barbershop where those conversations be like, man, that's fucked up. Like, the chick did a dude like that, blah, 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 or whatever the case may be. So he was just pointing out some obvious shit. And people didn't like it. So I'm like, I don't know what to say beyond that. I mean,
it was some of that shit. It's the nigga's fault. Like, man, you can't be a sucker and not expect people to walk over you. Like, you can't be that type of nigga. Like, and think people ain't gonna take advantage of it. Because, man, as a nigga, if you can get a bitch to do everything you want, you gonna take full advantage of that shit. So why shouldn't a bitch do the same damn thing? She should use that nigga up. If he wanna be that stupid, use that nigga up.
Like, happens every day.
Yeah. So you can't fart her, and then once, you know, and once that nigga figure out, like, oh, bitch, you trying to use me the hell up? Then he dropped that hoe, and by that point, you know, she already, it's a wrap. Like, her little plan didn't backfire, so now she's stuck. Now she wants a real nigga, and it's a wrap for that. Because right, nobody else is going to step in.
But what Twan talking about, too, like, and not to cut you off, Rado, but what Twan talking about is how, you know, and, like, what he talking about, I'm the same way. Like, I came up, like, and as much as I felt like I had a little bit of swag going for me, for my young self, I knew that, like, but I didn't have any closing, like, skills. Like, even if I was able to get a girl's attention, I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, that's sad, though. It was like, they just couldn't execute.
Right, exactly. I didn't have good closability, so... If I got a girl into me, I didn't know what to do afterwards. So that often made girls lose interest in me. And me trying to figure out what I should do to continue that, he did talk to that. And because he first tried to talk to that, when he came back with now trying to, like, because what happens is, in a lot of cases, what you're talking about, Rado, a lot of women don't give guys any kind of slack for anything. So you talking about the girls is thinking like, I'm going to take advantage of this guy because fuck it. If he going to let me walk over him, well, fuck it. And that does happen. And that sucks. But that's just reality. Reality sucks. But it's more to, you know, the chick that's like, not really taking advantage of the guy to that extent, and like, you know, I'm gonna make this nigga pay for everything, blah blah blah. And like, she's trying to work with him, but at the same time, like, you know, those things that irk a guy, where you as a guy go, no, that was disrespectful. I felt it in my gut that it was disrespectful, but, and I don't know how to communicate that. And because I don't know how to communicate that, Kevin Samuels will be the one who goes the extra mile and says something like, buy a dog and die alone, which was cold-blooded to hear, but it was like a truth that, like, if you aren't willing, like, to women, to like to that extent of trying to tell the truth to women, of if you aren't trying to change for a guy, and like you said, the types of guys he's talking about, the certain guys who are looking for women, they can get these women and ask these certain requirements of them, and these women all expect to get that guy, but they don't want to meet any requirements. They're like, I don't have to change. I don't have to do anything extra. He should just accept me. And yeah, because he should accept me, like, I should just get him. Like, there shouldn't be any issue with getting them. And it's like, no.
Like and then you know how I say on all the time, that's good if the bitch want that. Go for the shit. Like, yeah, you all right, go ahead. If you don't fuck, you got to do shit. Get the nigga you want. But that nigga is for sure gonna fuck some other bitches. If you think you ain't gotta do a damn thing, that's cool.
That's also what he said.
Yeah, go for it. Like, you go ahead to that nigga house, he'll move you in, you'll stay there. But if you ain't cooking and cleaning, his other bitch is gonna be the one cooking. So you're gonna be getting replaced by different bitches all day long because you don't wanna do shit. And that's cool. Don't do shit. Just know this nigga gonna fill that void with other bitches. So if you don't want kids by this nigga, fine. He gonna get a bitch that do. It's gonna be his side bitch, and then you gonna get pissed because this nigga done cheated, had a baby on you. But oh well, that's what you wanted. So go ahead. If you think you ain't gotta have kids, you ain't gotta work, go ahead. Cause this nigga gonna get a bitch that got a job eventually. Mm-hmm. Like, you gonna be at the house, but he gotta get some money somewhere. So that's what he gonna do. So he gonna just keep it pushing. You can have that nigga. You can have your dream nigga, but be ready for all the other shit. Cause you're getting replaced with something.
But that's what Kevin talked about, and yeah, what you're saying, which is I agree. He did what a lot of guys I'm seeing now too, even in this new manosphere, is what it's also called sometimes. They do a lot of bashing bitches over the head.
Yeah, like, not bashing.
I'm like, I get it, guys. Y'all want them to get these fundamentals. Y'all want them to understand how men think. But it's also like, damn, bruh, how many times do you have to keep repeating the same rhetoric to this bitch? And she just keeps fighting you on it, mm-hmm, that you just don't, like, you just don't go, all right, well, she ain't gonna get it. She don't understand. That's all right. I'll move on to the next. And I know that he does that sometimes when he does just, like, hang up on a bitch and call it a day. But it's also like when he has those long conversations with a chick and he's going back and forth with her.
Yeah, like, stop that shit.
She's just like, no, it's just like, it's gonna work out for me. I don't like it. It's like, why are you now also trying to bring her down to her lowest depth? It's like, by that point, I'd be like, I'm somebody that like likes to argue, but I'd be like, you know what? Like, let's just like either change the subject, talk about something else if I'm gonna keep talking to this chick, or like, that's it. Because there's no point in trying to argue against somebody who is just not even going to try to see your point of view.
Mm-hmm. And that's the point that I always try to make. That's what that nigga failed at. Like, bruh, let the shit go. If these hoes don't want to listen, fuck it. If they think they got it, all right, cool. You gonna find a nigga. All right, see you later.
Yeah, yeah.
Get off the line. All right, you gonna find them, baby. Keep searching. You got them. And then keep it moving. That's all you have to say to these hoes. But he was going in on some wild shit. That if your daughter was to call this food, you want a nigga to give her a chance. And this nigga's like, nah, bro, you got no chance, girl. It's a rat. Like, nah, you got a chance. You just got to work with what you can work with.
A lot of men out there that are anomalies do a lot of shit that other motherfuckers won't. So there's always a chance for you to get the person you want. You know what I'm saying? Not saying it's gonna be easy, but there's always a chance.
Yeah, you gotta work for it.
Yeah, work. Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, you do gotta work for it. and the message Kevin was trying to like predominantly promote was like, it was about improvement. I do understand that the message or the tone or the kind of the image that he like put on was also meant for the entertainment factor. You know, of course, bring on the bitches you're gonna argue with for the next 20 minutes and get a good sound clip or whatever, or get a good hashtag going. But I also know that he was trying to work on like improving people or moving to the next level. It's what I believe, because if we are supposed to try to watch these types of dialogues and these types of you know, videos and podcasts and YouTube shit, all that shit, like it's meant to kind of expand the conversation. That's how I see it. So if we're not doing that, what are we doing this for? And we at the High Guys, that's what we trying to do. But we trying to do it and we trying to get high. So to Kevin Samuels, we salute you, sir. Rest in power. It's a hole now. It's a void where he was, because it's a lot of guys that was looking up to him, not only just because, you know, the shock factor of who he's going to talk to and argue with today, but also because, you know, he did have like a few pointers to give to, like, you know, just bettering yourself. So that's what I'll try to continue to speak about when speaking about him. But I will also continue to also talk about how he called that one bitch average at best.
he was a cold nigga now.
Yep.
He had some shit that we'd be like, damn. Because there was some bitches that got on that thing that I didn't give a fuck if they was right or not. I just didn't like the way they came at it. So, like, if he did what he did, it was his show, bitch, you called. So you knew what the fuck was possible to happen. So that's a lot of that shit was on them bitches for even calling that man. No one even going to put it to head. So it is what it is.
It is
what it is. Moving on.
Moving on. Let's get into it, you guys. The icebreaker for tonight, guys. Have you ever had sex and just did it just cause, you know, like you hated that bitch and was like, man, fuck this bitch. But she wanted to fuck you anyway and was like, man, I'm gonna fuck her anyway. And then I'm a dip. Or was it like some chick that, like I said earlier, it wasn't even like she was hella attractive or anything, but she was kind of throwing you the vibe and you just kind of caught it. Yeah. So guys, have you ever had sex with a chick, your ex, or even your girl, or whoever it is, and you wasn't even thinking about like, damn, I really want to fuck. It was just kind of like a, eh. And Aaron, we ain't heard you talk. I'm going to ask you first. Have you ever had sex and just didn't care or just did it for no reason?
Shit, I'm trying to think. I don't know. Honestly, I feel like I usually peeped and I was like, you know how it does. Like, I mean, usually there was some physical attribute where I was like,
yeah. All right, but we saying, but what if it was none of that? Like, you ain't never just, you know, just a chick, you know,
like just bored. Like,
yeah, man. Like, you know, like the foreign chicks that are supposed to be like married to somebody. And you like, and you know that, and you like, man, I'm about to go hit this. Just
because. I'm one of y'all. Y'all never, do y'all fuck girls that y'all literally was not attracted to at all? Like, nothing, not even peaks. Like, something you didn't highlight to that woman, though. Was there not?
Nah.
They had to highlight, nah, no?
It was a few, one time, it was just because she was this, like, you know, she was like an Indian chick, like real Indian. And then you know how they supposed to be for somebody. She kept trying to holler. I wasn't really feeling it. But I end up in San Mateo at her house and hit. And I was like, man, I'm just about to hit. I'm like, F it. And then that
was it. Was like, maybe she was a big girl. You knew that.
Like, she was cool, but it was, she was cool. Like, she wasn't big. Girl. Like, she was cool. It was just, I was, I wasn't feeling it at all. Like, I wasn't feeling her like that. But, you know, she was cool to talk to. And I'm like, man, I know that that I ain't supposed to hit this, but I'm going to hit just because I know I ain't supposed to. And it was just at the house. And then she gave a signal, and I was like, all right, I'm hitting. Wore it out, got it back in my car, and then went home.
You said wore it out. There was no highlights.
Nah, no high, nothing. Went home, and I ain't text her or nothing since that would have that one time, and that was it. Like, it wasn't bad. Like, it was cool. It was just, I just hit just because.
I can see that. But honestly, bro, I'm the type where it's like I'm attracted to most women unless she just hideous. So I feel like I still find some physical attribute, like, oh, yeah, that's part of the reason I'm about to just play the field. You know, I'm about to just run into this scenario. But, you know, those would be the highlights that, you know, but I never just, the girl was just so ugly that I just could, you know, but I just found myself doing it anyway. Not that, but, you know, I'm usually driven by some physical characteristic. You know, it's just me. Maybe y'all found your way into circumstances.
Like Rado saying too, like, yeah, it was this one time. It was this earlier in my comedy career. What's crazy is like there's groupies for every fucking art form, and comedy groupies are there too, and you'll get off of a stage and feel juiced about a good set, be at the bar, some chick come talking to you, and just because you just, you know, having such a good night, the chick might not be your type per se, but just because, you know, the vibe is nice, you know, she throwing it at you already, it's like, why not? So I've had a few times where it was like, why not, you know, not particularly my type, but it's a good night. Why, I ain't gonna stop it, but
yeah, you just roll with it.
I will say, in one or two of those scenarios, when I'm looking at like just flat cheeks, just like, and I'm like, damn, this bitch was kind of like, she ain't had no ass or nothing. I'm tripping. What was I thinking? She had some little bit of titties going, but no ass. And I'm like somebody who loves ass, so it's like, if you got no ass.
Yeah, but like, you hit it, right? But what the hell was you thinking though? Because
like I said, in my scenario,
I forgot because you know because I don't know like what the fuck I was thinking. It was just like
it's you already hyped up about something else. You feel good about yourself enough that you're like whatever. Because I don't think if you felt bad. Or you were like not feeling your best, you would go all the way through with it, even if she's throwing it at you. Because a lot of times women will talk about like wanting to have sex with a guy and can tell that he's in a weird mood or whatever, and then they don't end up doing anything. Yeah. And so if you weren't feeling, you know, cool, I don't think anything would have happened. So that's kind of my take on it. Well, but what y'all think? Daryl, Twan, what y'all think?
Go ahead, Daryl.
That I was in. What AG was saying, there had to be something that caught my eye. That just was like, all right.
I knew that was gonna be good.
Yeah, I can let that slide. But there was this one time. I actually got catfished. This was like before catfish. This was before catfish was a thing, bro. So y'all remember the old school party line?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was on the party line.
Hey, hold on, before you get into this story, was the party line, was that just like a Bay Area thing? Or was that everywhere?
I think it was a Bay Area thing.
So the niggas they had it everywhere.
I swore I could. I think it was a bad.
If that was the case, niggas missed out on some action.
man. That's, so
hey, yeah, go ahead, get back to the story. That's some action though.
The front line was crazy, man. But I ended up talking to this bitch. I was talking to her for like, nigga, 3-4 months, nigga.
Woo, you know what I'm saying?
About everything. I used to just, nigga, just talk to her from sun up, sun down. Nigga, fall asleep on the phone. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about phone sex, the whole thing, bro.
You know, yeah, you nigga, oh, you was in love, man.
Oh yeah, facts. And I was tired of shit, bro. I was like, man, so what's up? Yo, we meet up. Well, won't. So we had this little movie date or whatever. I get to the movies, and I'm looking around for her, shit like that. She said I got on this pink shirt, blue jeans, whatever the fuck she said she had on. Well, I'm there looking around. Don't see no pink shirt, no blue jeans. So I'm at the movies. I'm like, fuck, I'm just about to go see this movie by myself. And so, you know what I mean? And this back then, I don't even think we had cell phones, man. It was just
like, oh, it was bad.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm at the movies, one. But I can hear like these two females kind of like kicking and cha-cha. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I didn't think much, not much of it.
Yeah, you did. You did. You said, oh, that's that bitch up there playing. Nigga, don't lie. Nigga, tell the story, right? We know what you was thinking.
Honestly, like, yeah.
Wait. How do you know what she looked? Did she describe what she looked like?
No, but she did. Yeah. She said she was, nigga, she told me hella shit, but she said she had like green eyes, nigga.
Oh, yeah, you was in luck because niggas love green eyes.
Yeah, I was over there like, man, I'm like, man, I got me a nice one. And she sounded hella good on the phone. You know, like, she was nigga like, you talk to her, she say hello, you ready? Just you know what I'm saying, like one of them. So I'm like, all right, whatever, you feel me? So I go home, call her, like, hey, what happened? Like, what the fuck? She's like, yeah. She said I was there. I came. Well, she didn't say she was in the movie theater. She said I came up there, but I didn't see him. Like, bitch, yes, you lying like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But, another time, I kept talking to her. You know what I'm saying? Because I was holding out hope. You know what I'm saying? So there was this one time, went to the bus stop, and at the bus stop, this fat ass bitch get off the bus.
And that was like, her?
No. Well, what she said, oh, she said she was her cousin, and that she sent her to like, with the one, because she had some shit to do. So I'm like, okay, so I'm chopping it up with the cousin and shit, with the one. And then, like, for some reason, like, it hit me, like, midway through the conversation. Cause it's, like, you know, the more you hear the voice, the more it was just like,
I'm like, oh, bitch, it's you.
Bitch, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't know how to bust her out. I had this moment where I just looked her up and down, like, damn, bro, this bitch fat as hell. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, man, she got some nice.
This where it started. This man started.
Yeah,
this man started his hate for big bitches.
Oh, here you go, man.
This man started.
Oh, shit.
So
this bitch tried to play me. He tried to play me.
Oh, my God.
You big fuck bitch, you.
Ever sit there. Yep, that's exactly what he said back then.
I gotta make a drink.
I ended up busting her out, though. Like, what they want, blah, 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 telling her, like, man, why you had to lie to me? You know what I'm saying? Basically, like, you could have just came clean, told me the truth, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So we kept talking, because I was trying to be the nice guy or whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, she was like, okay, let's meet at my uncle's house. He's not going to be home or whatever. Well, so I'm not going over there. I'm not even thinking nothing about to happen, bro, because I was just not attracted. Nigga, I must have got in there, nigga. She didn't do no talking, nigga. She just zoop, 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 nigga, just started doing with me. What the hell, God? Oh, my God. Bro, I must have came back about 4, 5, 6 times. I was like, ew. I was like, I ain't never had it like that, bro. Never, bro. It was crazy, bro. But you know what I'm saying? That was just probably the one time that I probably was just fucking.
Yeah, it was like man.
I didn't already invested all the time, bro. So it was just like, yep. Fuck it. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Yeah, so that's crazy.
You know, it's like, everybody get it. All experiences, I feel like got something to take from it. Like every human got something you could learn from them, or something you could, you know, in the sexual experience. Like, mm-hmm. you could
provide you a good sexual experience, could be a good, you can learn about some culture, like my man was saying, fuck with the Indian joint, you know what I mean? Fuck with, you never know, like, you can really get into some shit.
Hey, but I think that's what made me, like, you know, like, kind of turned me, like, kind of off, because, like, she was trying to teach me, like, her little background stuff, like, and shit, and practices and shit, and I was like, man, this shit is deep, and I'm like, man, but if I fuck with this, it's a wrap for her family and shit, and I ain't trying to be with you long term, so it was just like, all right, you hella cool, though.
Right, yeah. It's a lot of work, man.
Yeah. Hey, I wonder, do bitches do the same shit, just fuck niggas because?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they doing more than us. I've heard a story. I've heard, like, man, I can't even get into detail, but, like, I've heard talking, be like, man, I wish I could unfuck that dude I went through. You know what I'm saying? You know how females be wishing they could unfuck somebody, you know what I'm saying? But, like, because when you think about it, women, they got to take the dick. They got to lay back and receive it. Oh, yeah. You just fall on the pussy. You know what I'm saying? So, in my head, it's just, you wanted to do it, bitch. You wanted to do it. You just felt bad.
Then they just don't do it just to do it then. I'm saying they just say, man, fuck it. I'm about to just fuck this nigga right here.
Oh, yeah. I say, yeah.
I mean, that's there's, like I said, there's different scenarios.
But what is it worse for a dude or worse for a woman?
For a woman.
At that case, I think, it got to be worse, because even if you say, I just want to fuck something real quick, and you fuck some random nigga, like, this nigga got to get on top of you, or you got to get on top of this nigga dick or something. So you got to get this nigga hard. Like, you got to put some effort into this shit.
You got to, the thing gotta, is, the, no, go ahead, my bad.
Go ahead.
But the thing is, like, what we talking about, where a dude will go even, like, to talk about Daryl's story, like, a dude will go, oh, shit, it's going down, I guess so, and just go with it. While chick, if it's a lame nigga, she'll be disappointed the whole time. She'll be thinking about, like, hurry up and get this over with. And she will count it as an L, while a dude will look at it like
as a W every time. Yeah. Like, that's a win, because he got something.
That's true. Yeah, I got some head real quick out of nowhere. I guess so. So for a chick, think about it. Because then also, I hate the stereotype that women try to promote. But a lot of women talk about, like, most guys don't know how to have sex in the first place. So if they fucking a rando and he a lame and he don't make him come, or he don't do the shit that she want him to do, now she fucking this lame nigga who didn't make her come, and she just fucked with him just cause. It's like it's a loss.
Yeah, how as a nigga, how can you tell a woman, or how can you get a dude to be able to fuck to her better, or get to the level to where she wants, so she ain't got to keep fucking like hella niggas. Like, so do we need to train niggas, or do
that's
you
a good question.
Or the bitch need to stop fucking niggas, or what the hell need to happen? Because if she just got to keep constantly just fucking random niggas all the time, like that's not a good look. And you, but ain't nobody satisfying you at all.
Yeah,
and you just having hella just random fucks. Like, yeah, like, y'all niggas stories. Stories, they was cool. That's why I tell y'all niggas talk about them. But, you know, it was an adventure for us. But for the chick, you just did hella shit. And then I wasn't even into it. So niggas sometimes don't be into the whole sex thing. And you just gave this nigga son, and he wasn't even into it. And you taking an L. And you say, he horrible. His head, he thinks, like, man, I ain't even trying to fuck at all.
Now,
you taking two L's. So
before y'all even continue that, really quick, I wanted to say, just for a kind of disclaimer, we are not at the High Guys talking about like we just using bitches out here or taking advantage of them or manipulating them. Hey, as much as women talk about how all the sexcapades that they have, we should be able to express ourselves too. But even far from that, fuck that. The point is of the High Guys podcast is just to have conversations. And if we can't have conversations where we speak truthfully, we kind of tell y'all some stories about some shit and y'all can't just kind of hear it and just kind of be along for the ride, you need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's the point of it. But the point that I'm making.
Exactly. Go ahead, bro.
Y'all just got them stories would be embarrassing for a woman to hear, like, damn, this nigga just played me. But on the flip end, you should have been fucking as niggas.
Exactly.
In the first place, like, man, you just don't walk up and just tell nigga, hey, I'm about to fuck something tonight. Because he going to have a great-ass story to tell his partners no matter how you looked at it. And if you going to be, if you hear that story, you're going to be all heartbroken. So shouldn't have fucked the nigga in the first place. So it's basically we educating them some shit that is fucking some serious.
So do you think, but you know they always going to say the same argument, right? Well, men do it. Why can't we do it?
I ain't say you can't, but you don't keep taking L's. Man, you can fuck 100 niggas. I don't care. Like, that's your business. But it's something wrong if 100 niggas can't satisfy you, that you got to keep fucking niggas.
Yeah.
So it can't be niggas.
To go back to, like, even Rado's question, like, who needs to work on it then? Because, like, if a chick is not satisfied after 100 niggas, like, is it something where she has to think, like, all right, well, maybe, like I've tried everything, you know? Because it's not like she's going to have the same sex. She's not doing missionary 100 times.
Yeah.
And just going, well, fuck it. I guess, like, this is the sex, and sex is just whack. But she's trying everything. Missionary from the back. Getting thrown up on some nigga's shoulders. Getting fucking carried around the house like fucking, what's that nigga name? Nelson from Baby Boy.
Melvin.
My nigga on my track team called that Melvin squats.
Yeah.
You take a bitch and do squats across
that nigga's line.
But
hey, have you ever did it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you did. Hey, where you got the idea from, Baby Boy, or you?
Yes,
got
from Baby Boy.
So you should be shouting out Baby Boy. That's a hell of a movie. I got a lot of ideas from Baby Boy.
You're right, nigga.
That's a shout out, Baby Boy. You didn't talk to niggas how what you call it, the Melvin Powell Drive.
Shout out to Baby Boy. That's the Melvin squats right there.
Oh, Melvin squats.
Because he did little hops around the room with her, boy. I was like, what? Hey.
I know like niggas that like the bigger girls, you can't do it. So nope. I know you want to.
Damn, sorry.
And that's why your girl, she should let you get a little bitch so you could try it one time. You would even appreciate him being able to do it. Cause if nigga do that shit, hey, if you can do that shit, it's like,
damn,
man.
Yep.
It's like life changing for her and you.
Yep.
So if a nigga do that to you and you still ain't busting, if you still ain't busting, there's something wrong with you, girl.
Uh-huh.
You need to hang it up.
So yeah,
that's mental for sure.
Right. So she doing all this other shit. It's like, what is it about the sex that's not getting you to your point? And then also for those guys, those hundred guys that she fucked with, they have to also look in on, like, because what those 100 guys will do is fuck her and do all that shit and get they nut, and then that's it.
I'm not all 100 niggas can't all 100 couldn't do that. Like,
I'm not saying that all 100 niggas.
It's the vibe the person give out. You know what I'm saying?
So the question is, right, like who need to fix this shit? So motherfuckers get this shit together. They don't take for her to be fucking hella niggas, and for niggas don't have to be fucking hella bitches, you know, to and satisfy their girl so it could work out so motherfuckers ain't fuckless or fucking more.
I think it's a dude fuck, man.
Why are you saying that?
Go ahead.
Were we talking about the issue with if a woman can't come?
Yeah. Yeah, she gotta keep fucking niggas.
There's always that one dude. It's always gonna be that one dude.
Okay.
There's never gonna, if you're fucking 100 niggas, you're just picking the wrong leads every single time. There's always gonna be that one dude that can get you there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's everyone I've ever talked to, even ones that I probably didn't make them. That's not very many, but at the same time, you feel me? Like, I was always open enough to have conversations with the women that I fucked with. Tell me,
right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's always that one motherfucker, bro.
So as a dude, you should always ask after right. sex or at some point your girl like, hey, did you bust? Did I make you come today?
Yes.
Or you can ask, what can I do different?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or talk to them while you're even doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you like that shit? But they might lie to you. And then you got to slap them.
Look, I was going to say, I'm not telling niggas that they can't be out there busting a nut. But what I will say is, how are you busting your nut, nigga? Is it the same time every time, nigga? Then you lame, nigga. You hit it from the back every time and come, bro? You lame, nigga. That's the every time, huh? I'm going to get it from the back, lie. And then it's going to be the one.
I'm going to lie in the beginning.
No, look, nigga.
I'm lying, look, but you know what I'm saying?
Look, I already know you about to lie. Look, lying, nigga.
It's the don't I'm do saying, it.
Look. Okay, but no. I'm telling you something that made me better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Foreplay is big for a lot of people.
Exactly.
Men. Foreplay is probably the biggest thing.
And how do you learn about foreplay? You learn about it like you just said. You ask a chick, yeah, what is she like?
And I'm saying, then you ask her, what's the appropriate time to ask?
Yeah, but then there are some girls that just be like, I like what you do. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to ask you. You know, you can't ask them what they like because they sometimes, like a lot of girls don't want to hurt a lot of niggas' feelings, bro.
At that point no more then because if he asks her and she don't want to hurt his feelings, then now it's her fault.
Well, okay, in that case, yes, it would be her fault.
I'm talking about both of y'all questions.
I'm talking about the ones that be trying to play that, well, no, you're fine, and like, you're good.
But then, like I said, then she lied to the nigga, so she needs to stop lying.
I'm about to answer both of y'all questions right now.
But
what does she like? You ask her in the talking phase when y'all trying to get to know each other and all that text messages and shit. I know a lot of people will treat it like it's like, you ain't supposed to like have these kind of lame conversations of like asking what's your favorite position and all the type of shit. That yes, you should ask that playfully, jokingly, and like so whatever you, when y'all so getting the sexting.
So you saying like early in the dating stage?
Yeah, so like early in the dating stage when you start that conversation of like what is she like? If she and to answer your question, Daryl, and if she goes like I like whatever you like, then you go hard on her. You go in like a nigga do. Like, oh, okay, let's see y'all. Like you said, you like what I like. Let's see how much you do. But even then, you're supposed to be reading this bitch's body language by that point. If she's like, do what you do, but she's like being like kind of, you know, if she's like her body's reacting like it's not like, I didn't like that. You could tell that. Like you could tell like a kind of jerk. Where it's not like that felt good. Right. So that's what you're saying. And that's what I'm saying too. To the niggas that like are out here being them hunted niggas, it's just like, yeah, bro, from the back, this is my one. Oh, it's too tight for her. Oh, well, bitch, take this fucking dick, push her face into the pillows. That nigga needs to fucking chill. He needs to figure out what the fuck he needs to do mentally, even of like, how do I connect with this bitch to get her nut off so that we both get a nut tonight and we both go to sleep feeling good. That's what I'm talking about. It's on the guy side and it's on the chick side. She can't be out here fucking 100 niggas and not getting a nut, bitch. Yeah. What are you doing, bitch? You useless. You out here fucking 100 niggas and none of them made you nut? You useless. You didn't talk to none of them afterwards.
Hold on, I got a couple things.
No, Twine. I want to hear Twine first, Daryl. Yep. I want to hear Twine.
Yep. So I got a couple things. Like, one, I say the sex conversation needs to happen ongoing because over time, people's tastes and preferences change as they get older. So what they used to like when they were younger, they don't like that shit no more. Or maybe just be like, hey, is there anything new you want to try? You know, try to keep it interesting. So trying to do the same shit over and over and over again, I mean, that's just stupid. I mean, it's going to get boring. And then on top of that, yes, you had a conversation because one, as a man, I don't think it's, I don't think it's the man's responsibility to get the woman off. Because I say that because it's like there's a lot of women out there who don't even know their own bodies to get themselves off.
You're right.
So how the fuck, if she can't communicate to you in a way to say, hey, if you do ABC, you're going to give me the bus. Cool, I'm going to do ABC because, motherfucker, I can't read your mind. So you got to tell me what you like. I'll do it. And if I ain't with it, then I'm going to tell you then, and then that's that. Then maybe you're not sexually compatible. And that's fine. Go find somebody else that'll do what needs to be done to get you, you know, get your nuts off. So
it's been a few times where I've been with a chick, and while I'm hitting, she'll start playing with her own pussy while I'm hitting. And it's like, yeah, if you need to do that or you need to do anything else to get off, it's like, do that. Don't just sit there expecting like, oh, he gonna, after this, he gonna put me in a Nelson squats. That's what I like.
What's the Nelson
squat? That's what I like.
What's the Nelson squat?
The Melvin.
You said Melvin?
Oh, Melvin. Melvin.
My bad, Melvin. Saying everything, nigga. Talking about the Nelson pull out.
Like, what's the Nelson squat?
The Nelson squat is where you pick her up over your head. And you go,
hey, but yeah, man. But if there's spread, like, women are all different, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't. The certain shit that work on one female won't necessarily work on the next, bro. So a lot of bitches don't like getting fucked hard or killed and picked up and slammed. A lot of bitches are sensitive as fuck. You feel me?
No, you're right. You're right.
Saying some bitches got some good ass pussy. You feel me? Yep. You might get in and be like, damn, well, this is over. It's like, nothing I can do about this. Damn. Look around, I got you. But this one, look, I
agree. So do you have that conversation so she don't think that you just
she gonna look quick? She gonna know, because I'm gonna be there. Like, look, bitch, I'm gonna keep it real.
I'm saying, so you're supposed to let her know. But as you do, you're supposed to just go up into that, like, hey, that, right? I don't know what the hell that was, but
let's put it on
is deaf in there.
Let's put it on the response.
Yeah, you definitely gotta come part of the second time, the second round.
Yeah.
You gotta come.
Yeah.
You know what if he don't?
You gotta do something.
Let's put it on like Twan saying, we don't also have to put a lot of pressure on the man, because I also feel like when it comes to sex too, we do put a lot of pressure on men on how to perform, because a lot of bitches will say the sex was bad. Especially because
we black, man.
Oh, man.
We got that whole
That's a whole other conversation we need to have again.
You better
bro.
Be a porn star.
That's a whole other conversation we need to have again.
You gotta be swinging.
Yeah. You gotta be the fucking Mandingo warrior that
Hell
came out
yeah.
the jungle, nigga. Fuck this bitch against the headboard, nigga. Yep.
Turn that bitch upside down against the wall, nigga.
Nigga, that's a whole Killer other conversation shit, we need to have later. But like you saying, Twan, and even like Daryl and Rado even talking about the fact that I believe that the responsibility falls on both parties. As a dude, you should be like talking about. I feel like as a dude, you should always be trying to be better. So, I mean, even in sex, you should be trying to be better. So it's not so much like every chick you got to ask, hey, did you come? Was that good? Because sometimes you'll just be able to tell just because off of her reactions. But
some bitches like to fake. Go ahead.
Right, you're right, you're right. Some bitches do like to fake,
so,
but
so,
even
so,
then.
So you
but
still have bags at some
I must say, even then, as a dude, as a real one, you should be able to even tell when she's faking it. Oh. You should be able to tell
the real nigga.
You perform trash, and this bitch is talking about this. Yeah.
But yeah, right.
You giving her some
compulsions
and shit.
Some pumps. You giving her some regular pumps, and she like that bitch. Yeah, I'm saying like, but even the bitch just like soft moans or whatever the fuck she's doing. What you should be able to tell. Because you should be so in tune
with yourself.
This is some fucking shit that these niggas really need to hear. You should be so in tune with not only yourself, not only how you are as a nigga in the bedroom, but also this bitch's body and reading it and being like, she not liking this. She's not throwing it back on me. And I don't like this. This is like I don't know what's going on with her, but this ain't what I was coming up in here for. So if you're not on that level, you need to be on that level as a dude. And to the chicks out there, y'all also need to be on a level of like, if I'm gonna be this ratchet hoe out here throwing it on 100 niggas or more, then I need to be out here getting a nut every time. I'm not, what the fuck is the point of fucking 100 lame niggas? 100 lame niggas always like, I'm gonna hit that shit from the back. Oh shit, this the one.
I say, man, to be real, if she did the 5 niggas, something is wrong with that too. Like, that's a lot. Because you just slept with 5 dudes and you're not compatible with none of these niggas.
Each like one of them niggas got a nut, but you didn't.
Yeah.
That's because niggas.
Think about
niggas,
that.
Niggas know.
Like, take a break.
No.
Take a break.
A motherfucking pause right there.
Yeah, like, take a break.
Look at that. Think of that. Fuck 100 niggas.
Yeah.
5 niggas.
Couldn't.
Each one of these niggas nutted, bitch. One nutted on your face that one time. And you didn't get not one. How do you feel? Took a shower and was like, oh, that nigga nutted right in my eyes. Damn it. But you went to bed unsatisfied. How do you feel? You need to take a break. You need to think about your life's circumstances. You out of your fucking niggas and not getting nuts. You need to think about your life, ma'am.
And you ain't found nothing with these dudes. With 5 from 5 niggas, you ain't found nothing attractive.
No.
You're not dealing with these dudes.
Then
boom, boom, boom. You just keep
going.
But
come back to the topic we talking about. Fucking guys or fucking bitches that y'all ain't even really into. If you a chick and you out here just fucking rando niggas that you ain't even really feeling, and you didn't get a nut.
Yeah.
Hey man, sometimes it's about the life experience.
I'm sorry, man. It's no fuck a life experience. Yeah, fuck no, you, dude.
No, see, don't be like Kevin Samuels, man. You know, this is a Kevin Samuels moment you're having, sir.
You're right. But, all right, okay, you're right. So, let me be empathetic.
Women,
yeah, you're right.
Like, you know, especially there's a lot of women that just like they. Man, this is some bitches go in there. We're not even expecting to come. You know what I mean? She might be fucking a lame nigga. She's being nice. He's like, this nigga can't put it down. I'm just gonna give it to him because I'm being nice. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit out there, man.
That's been reckless. If we just doing something like just to be nice, and it's whack. So now you're gonna do it to somebody else, and what's say that person is whack. Now you slept with 2 niggas. One nigga you just slept with just because you wasn't some nigga from the get-go. Another nigga you thought you was cool with. That shit didn't go nowhere. Now you on the 3rd nigga because you fucked around and just fucked some nigga on random.
Are we holding people accountable? Like,
yeah, both sides.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to hold
niggas accountable.
Like, why? But we're living life though, man.
But we live life, and what you talking about, Daryl? The experiences ain't worth shit if you don't gain anything from
it.
What are you gaining from a nigga that you fucking and you ain't coming? Like, sex is supposed to be enjoyable, right? Let's be even broader thinking, because there are some women that it takes a lot for them to have an orgasm. I understand that. So let's not even put that on the table, because it might take a whole ass motherfucking weekend session to make that bitch come. Let's put her on in the realms of this conversation.
Well, just put it as
let's say this. You're just having sex and you don't enjoy it. The majority of women will make a fucking a meme or talk about the same ass stereotype of like they sent the message to their girls in the chat. Girl, he was lame. I brought him back to the room. And we started fucking, and he came in like 2 minutes. I'm saying to them chicks, why did you fuck this nigga? Go out again on Saturday night, fuck another nigga. He did 2 minutes. Go out Sunday night, fuck another nigga. He did 2 minutes. Why wouldn't you go, all right, this nigga, the last nigga on Friday did 2 minutes. I liked him though. So I'm going to talk to him about what, like, hey, like, I want to meet you again, but like, what was up with last night? You ain't even got to clown that nigga and be like, yo, 2 minutes was whack. I didn't like that. You could just be like on some real shit.
I want that. I want her. She's talking about two bag of niggas coming too big.
Hey, that's a high count. If she don't find no nigga attractive and, but and she keep doing this shit, nigga, come on.
But that's that's the thing too, that like, yeah, a lot of chicks don't even try to take into account that like sometimes, bitch, your shit be good. Like, what the fuck? Like, come
on, man. Oh man, I'm telling you.
Why you hating on me? I'm trying to hold it back too, and you keep telling me not to, and I'm like, shh, bitch, you throwing it on me. Just shut up. How the fuck you gonna tell me?
I pulled my shit out. That shit had all kind of white ice and all over the
drip. I like it, yeah. Hey. I'm like, you trying to tell me to stop?
And did she suck you off?
Wait, right after that.
You're like, bitch.
Like, don't come. Bitch. I'm like, bitch, shut up. Hey, what are you talking about?
You out of your restraining order.
See these back shots, bitch?
Hey, you be trying to take a break, and then she do something even wilder.
Yeah.
Hey, bitch, I was trying to hold it in. Hey, man, you mad. I pulled out for a reason, ho.
I'm about to go get a peel ASAP.
Oh, shit. That's all we dumb about, bro. It's like it's accountability on both sides. And I think we kind of covered the conversation with this icebreaker. But for anybody out there who's had sex with somebody just haphazardly, so to speak, I would say for guys, it's a kind of adventure. I wouldn't say you should just be also out here as a guy just slinging your dick everywhere. But it's also like if you aren't really necessarily, you know, feeling the girl as like your type, is what I'm trying to get at.
Don't do it. If you ain't got no attraction to the woman, don't do it. Like, don't don't waste her chance at fucking some nigga. Like, don't be that count. Like, don't be that nigga.
Mm. Fuck that. I'm taking it.
Like, man, if you ain't feeling nothing about it, ain't no attraction to it.
You gave me
if there's no attraction to it.
Like, nigga, it's fucked up, nigga. Cause you like as a nigga, like it's fucked up, like, you know, because how niggas think. If she fuck killing nigga, and you one of them niggas, you said, I didn't never plan on being with this chick, like I just hit just because,
yeah.
And you wasn't gonna actually like do nothing with the chick. That's fucked up. Cause you know, as a nigga, if she slept with some other nigga, you come behind and you gonna look at her some type of way. So like you setting her up for failure from the get go.
So wait. You saying
the woman
slept with a man before you?
Yeah, you gonna feel some type of way.
What you mean? Like when it comes to what? When it comes to what circumstance?
That she fucked some nigga.
I'm saying, okay, nigga. No, but I'm saying.
Oh, you got that type of way.
I'm saying, if I meet this chick and you said somebody fucked her before me, I'm going to feel some type of way?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't going to fuck. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying?
I have already said you do.
What you mean?
So if she didn't fuck three niggas before you, and now you coming up, and he's like, man, I was gonna be with her, but she didn't fuck three niggas.
Am I just
if you meet this chick, you're gonna pursue a relationship, and she say, man, I didn't fuck three niggas, you're gonna be like, hell no, bitch. It's a wrap.
No,
don't be the nigga that you know that you ain't gonna pursue shit with her. And don't be the nigga on that body count.
That lifestyle.
Yeah, right. So don't be the nigga on that count. Like, man, let somebody else have that count.
And he also, right, yeah.
So you know,
my bad.
Yeah, so don't pursue it.
Fuck that. This bitch.
But I was also going to say, I respect where Rado coming from, but I was also going to say No, if you out here.
Hey, I'm not saying that. Like, if you're attracted to the chick, like you saying, she hella thick. I'm saying, nigga, hit that shit. I'm saying, if you don't have no attraction to her, and then you fuck it.
Got you.
Okay, I know that you ain't gonna never
I'm saying, even if you ain't like, even if she ain't your type, you ain't got no attraction to her, hit it anyway. Why not? YOLO. If you young, you know what? If you young, before 30, fuck, like that's the lifestyle you're supposed to live in anyway. Ladies, you shouldn't be living that lifestyle, because if you out here just doing it and you ain't getting satisfied doing it, then don't do it. If you out here getting satisfied,
what's she getting paid for?
If she getting paid for it?
Yeah.
Damn. You know what? But that's the best part of satisfaction. So if you're getting paid for it, damn, you know what? I got to respect it.
So
I respect it.
So you respect gold diggers then?
Oh, shit. Ooh. You know what? Now we're getting into our topic. Are cheaters better than gold diggers? And gold diggers, do I respect them? Not particularly. And this is what I'm going to say to even this topic. I'm going to start it off and I'll let you guys go into it. Cheaters versus gold diggers. I'm going to say that I would say what is worse is a gold digger. Because a cheater, I'm not going to say that me personally, I'd be okay with my girl cheating on me. But I could probably forgive that more than I find out my girl been going into my bank account and taking money out, using my credit card and maxing it out and putting all this shit in my name and all this type of shit.
Time out. That's okay. A thief.
That's a gold digger.
That's not a gold digger. That's a thief.
That's a gold digger, nigga. No. That's a gold digger, nigga. Go ahead. What was you about to say what a gold digger is? I want to hear what you was about to say.
Come on, me?
That's a gold digger.
Yeah.
I was saying like, yeah, that ties on them both. The gold digger and, you know what I mean? Because a gold digger, you pretty much know a gold digger when you meet her. You know what I'm saying? It's not no
secret. About money.
It ain't no secret. You feel me? It's like, and I respect the gold digger more than the cheater.
Because, yeah, I respect that gold digger more.
Because the cheater, okay. you've invested time. You've given your heart to this one.
And she sucked that nigga dick.
Okay.
You know she sucked that dick. You know she did.
She sucked it from the back. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, sucked it from the back. She sucked it from the back.
Yeah. Though.
So, your heart is nigga, shotgun shells right through your back. You know what I'm saying? That shit hurt, nigga. You feel me? Like, nigga, gold digger. I can live with that after all. Wow, this bitch just wanted the money. Damn, I'm glad I know now. You feel me? Instead of like, years down the road, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's
cool. Okay. Hey, but if the nigga, if he got hella money, then it's like, it's cool. Like, bro, I wouldn't even trip.
But that's the thing. Y'all thinking about a nigga that got hella money. I'm thinking about just the average nigga. And it's not, the thing
but
is,
what did he get to offer, digger, though?
What a gold digger will do is she is not going to show you up front that I just want you for your money. She will show you that on the back end. After she's already planted her fucking roots into your life, nigga. That's when she starts taking money.
Cheating on you, though. Like, man, you didn't put your roots in some other chick and she planted her roots in some other nigga house.
Now, look, I get y'all and I respect what y'all saying. Like, I personally wouldn't want to cheat her. I'm just saying, as far as like measuring the two, I'm saying that, like, think about this. All right, y'all put it to the extreme, and I know that's where y'all go every time, and I respect it. She's sucking dick, and she's taking back shots. Whatever she's doing, is like I can't even think about it.
This is why we need a girl on this podcast, so we're looking for a girl to get on, because I'm going to be straight up. Like, that's my question. Do bitches suck dick? Like, when y'all cheat, do you suck a nigga dick? I guarantee you. I guarantee you that they do. Why wouldn't you? Because in your head, you thinking you pleasure this nigga and you want to pleasure this nigga. So you suck his dick.
Yeah. Damn. Every time.
So, like,
hit up the High Guys podcast.
He's sucking somebody dick, man. That's hella disrespectful.
Right. So, look.
That's like, oh, that's nigga.
I do know that. That's the highest kind of form of disrespect to a nigga. I do understand that.
But I'd rather you take back shots than suck a dick. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry.
No matter what, no girl can't.
You over there talk about.
No girl can tell you that she just fucked this nigga and that was just it. Because you had to put his nigga dick out. Like, you had to grab it. You had to get this nigga hard. And, you know, sometimes niggas get nervous and shit because they fucking like a badass bitch. So his dick ain't going to get hard at the time. She got to do something for this shit. So she's sucking that nigga dick because she want this shit. Like, she want to fuck. But she want it fast, quick in the hair, and bitches know sucking dick is going to get it there.
You right.
So, like, nigga, that's like hella disrespectful. Like, cheating. Look, that's like the worst, nigga, because you know.
Look.
You know, nigga.
I got that. I get it.
Hold on, go ahead. He was saying niggas that don't that might get a pretty girl that can't get hard and all that shit. That's called performance
anxiety.
Yeah, you feel me? So that's where that's at. I don't want y'all to feel bad if you get a pretty bitch or you just damn. You know what I mean?
Hey, she stick your dick in and that shit stick up.
It'd be like that.
Job accomplished.
Hey, hold on, bro. Look, man. This is what I'm saying. I understand that. I'm saying, like, think about beyond just this bitch another nigga and your legacy. Because if you are not a nigga who can recoup from, like, this bitch taking a few hundred dollars, a few thousand dollars, if you just a regular nigga and this bitch put a car in your name, and now you got a fucking car in your name.
But that's going to be on some shit right there. Like, how the hell she put a car in your name?
I'm putting the idea out there. Nigga, I'm just saying.
She's stealing. That's fucking stealing. And then that's
not that's stealing, but that's gold digging mentality, gold digging. Nigga.
No.
Because gold, true. What is gold digging?
Ain't no way in
what
hell.
Is gold digging? Trying to get ain't money out of you, right?
Somebody could go put my fucking name. And
because, like, y'all niggas... No, how the fuck your girl gonna go suck a nigga dick then? she ain't gonna put a car in my name, but she might go suck some nigga dick. I don't know.
Yep, that's word.
No, but that means she done got your she done forced
hell extreme. Like, how is that possible?
No. Think about it. There are simps out there, right? That have chicks that'll go, hey, I need a new car. I need a car. They'll talk this guy into fucking buying this bitch a car.
Oh, because so in that case,
that is
that's his fault. And mirror,
in my opinion, gold digging.
Yeah, that is his fault. We didn't say that nigga should be doing that shit. So we said that nigga is at fault for that shit.
You're right. I'm not saying that he's not at fault in his own right in doing that, but I am saying that this chick that played him like that is also.
But no, but it's that is 99.99% his fault. Like this that's nigga
trying to not only just play this nigga, but play his life, nigga, because. Even after she, because this, because look, I have never heard of a gold digger who is not also gonna cheat on a nigga. Now I know that this is playing outside of the rules. We are kind of basing it just like let's 1-to-1, but I will say that, like, just to kind of expand the conversation, a gold digger, even if she ain't fucking another nigga, is thinking of money so much that, like, if a nigga at the bar is like, yo, I'll fly you out to Miami right now. And she's like, oh, I want to go to Miami. You don't think she going to go?
She's going to tell her friends, hey,
this nigga's paying for us to go to Miami. I want to go. And then she tell her dude, hey, I'm going to Miami. I'm out of here. She's going to drop that nigga.
At that point, she a cheater.
That bitch.
So now she's
going out to Miami to suck a nigga dick and dance on a stripper pole. And take back shots too. That's what I'm saying. But even to take that off the table, this chick who is thinking money over everything, beyond, like, cause she ain't fucking you. She ain't fucking you if you ain't bringing home a check. And this chick who's not fucking you, who's not doing anything unless it's money involved. This chick versus. All right, let's think of the minimum version of this cheating bitch.
The minimum version, she's sucking this dick, nigga. At minimum, nigga. No, it's no way around it.
Whatever she's doing for you, she's doing for that dude, if not more.
Because she know, because every woman knows that.
She ain't doing less.
Hold on. I get it. But let's say that Worm just saying she's doing the bare minimum. I want to see his point though, because he's saying let's see if the bitch is doing the bare minimum. Giving it up.
Right. Bare minimum. Because some people consider cheating to be even emotional cheating, or like you've done a lot of texting with a nigga, and maybe y'all ain't had sex, but you was sexting with this nigga and talking about some shit. Now, I know that, like, some people may not feel like that's cheating and, like, can get over that. But there are some people who treat that as, like, whoa, that's going beyond, you know, my comfort level. To then the minimal level of gold digging to that versus a chick who came in and took money out of your wallet. It's not that big a deal. She didn't use your card, but she took money out of your wallet.
She even stole.
But no. But look. Y'all niggas are calling it stealing, and I understand. It is. But that's gold diggers, nigga. That's
not stealing. That's stealing.
Your money is my money.
Nah, and, that's stealing, nigga.
No, look,
I'm
nigga.
Telling you.
Look, let me give you a perfect example. The perfect example of this is the fucking Jetsons, nigga. The Jetsons cartoon. In the intro of the fucking cartoon, before Jeff Jetson gives his wife money to go shopping, she takes his whole wallet. Is that
stealing? But he's giving it to her, though. That's him giving it.
He's giving her he's giving her two bills, nigga. She took his whole wallet. Is that stealing?
Nope, because in that case, because
how is that not stealing? Like, but a bitch that goes in your wallet is not stealing.
In his face, like this nigga is like she took that shit from him in this nigga face.
Okay,
and he knew what it was.
What's like, the difference between the bitch coming to your house, the fucking bedroom, your wallet's right there. I'm gonna take it and go buy some shit.
Nigga, that's stealing, nigga.
Okay,
she didn't tell you, and she's going with your wallet and taking it, nigga. You stealing, bitch.
But I'm saying that that's no different.
And authority should step into this shit at that point. If she that comfortable, go into your wallet, take your money out of your wallet, and walk out your house and go to the store and spend it, bitch, you stealing.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to argue with y'all about the fact that the bitch is stealing, but I am saying that's a gold digger mentality.
She's no longer a gold digger. If she got to go in this nigga wallet,
because she's
asking about nigga.
Money. She don't steal it. She keep asking you for money. She keep going, babe. I need a new Coach bag every other fucking day. She keep asking that.
Yeah, that's gold digging.
That your girl versus her versus the chick that was emailing the nigga at her job and calling him her fucking work boyfriend versus the chick that keep every fucking day
pestering you about sucking his
when
dick.
I'm gonna get a Coach bag when I'm gonna get it, and this is fucking dick.
If she sexted about something, dick.
All right. Well, shit, she sexted. She ain't did it yet, but she's
nigga, that's worse. That's worse. Is she even thinking about sucking?
Even the thought of sucking a nigga dick is worse than anything a bitch could do.
Nigga, you in your head, how she sucking dick is how she sucking dick in her head, nigga. Like, bro, and she tell this nigga, yeah, I'm going to suck your dick. Hey, nigga, every bitch do the nasty shit when it's kind of sucking dick. And if she tell this nigga, yeah, I'm going to suck your dick, and you see this in her phone, I'm like, bitch, what the fuck? You don't suck my dick, but you're going to suck some other nigga dick? You going to tell this nigga you going to do it?
No, I get
the other
it,
bitch just said, hey, give me some money. I give you my money. Nigga, but nigga, that's so any type of sexting about some dicks is horrible than a bitch walking up and say, hey, give me $200. I need a Coach bag. And you say, all right, here you go. And you know you gotta pay a bill. That's your fault, you dumb nigga.
What was you about to say, Twan? What was you saying?
No, like I see your logic when you're talking about gold diggers or thieves, because you're thinking more on the manipulation aspect of it.
Yeah.
And whereas when you say outright stealing is like you just said, they just go into your wallet or whatever and take it. Maybe you see it more as like indirect theft, maybe, because it's more of like you're tricking the person into giving you the money, quote unquote, exactly. Of their own free will. So
giving your own free will, that's your fault. Like, bro, you got to change. You got to feel some type of way about this. Like, you can't just, if you know you ain't got it, why the hell are you still giving it?
But again, you know, that goes back to the, you know, the kind of guy it is. You know, it's like,
right,
say for instance, he doesn't know about women at all, you know, like no one taught him. He's just,
I have no sympathy over that versus your girl telling a nigga she about to go suck his dick. If my girl tells a nigga, you gonna suck my dick.
That's wrong.
No.
You should be like, nah, you done. We done.
Look, man,
I feel like as a nigga, you gotta have some nigga that taught you something. You can't keep saying, ain't nobody told me nothing. And nigga, somebody had to tell you something. You can't use that excuse. So I got no sympathy because somebody told you, nigga, but if your girl telling some nigga, man, I want to fuck, I'm about to come suck your dick. Nigga, I'm fucking, nigga, you heartbroken, nigga. Fuck that nigga that the bitch is taking his money. Fuck that. Like, this nigga, he giving that money. Like, nigga, but your girl is telling some dude, hey, I got this thong on for you, baby. And you in the bed, you got to see this shit? Like, what the fuck?
Right, like, next to you.
Woo! Like,
what the fuck, bitch? Hey,
hold on, bro. Look, man.
That would hurt, boy.
Man, like, what the hell?
I'm not saying it won't.
That would hurt,
I'm not saying
boy.
It won't. Look what I'm saying. Look. Shit. I get that. Taking that motherfucker to the core for won't accept my analogy. Look, a gold digger bitch is not gonna not fucking go in your wallet, nigga. If this bitch keep pestering you about $200 for a fucking bag, nigga.
Yeah, but how
she treats your money like her money, nigga. And she know where your wallet is, she gonna treat it like it's cool. I'm gonna give her some pussy later and I'm gonna pay him back that way. Because that's how gold diggers think.
If she going
pussy is worth $200 and she gonna go into your room and take 200 out and be like, I'm gonna go buy this motherfucker bag. Hey, but he gonna be so like, wow, what's that? When you get that bag that he gonna forget all about it, and I'm a hit.
I get what you're saying, but if this bitch is going to your wallet, taking $200 out of my Joe wallet, walking at your house, spending it, and think she could come back and just fuck you and not say nothing about this $200 and not say shit. Bitch, you stole, bitch. I don't give a fuck what your analogy is. Nigga, that's some crackhead shit right there.
I don't know where that came. How did that go into that?
That's what I'm saying.
But not even the indirect shit that Twan was talking about. No, bitch.
No, that's
no. Crazy. You go to my wallet without asking me, bitch.
Yeah, like no, you crossed the line.
But that's what I'm saying.
Doing that, you crossed the line, girl.
You crossed the line, bitch. In the same way you crossed the line, you talking about you gonna suck a nigga dick. You gonna wear this thong for you.
Nah.
You crossed the line, bitch. You crossed the line. No, bitch. You went in my wallet and took $200 out and didn't tell me, bitch. No, bitch. You was texting this nigga? What is it? You gonna suck this nigga dick? What's his emoji? Eggplant, mouth open.
Hey, damn.
Mouth drooling emoji.
Oh, damn.
Hey, and you ain't.
And then the squirt emoji.
She never sent that shit to me. And the squirt
emoji. She gonna send him a live picture with her mouth open.
Yep. She gonna do something.
Hey, yeah. Bitch.
She for sure.
You gotta leave both them hoes.
It's over. She sent a live picture of her mouth open. I'm hot. Nigga, see that? He crying.
Sit that nigga snap playing with her pussy, boy.
Or
do something hella nasty on accident and say,
He's gonna be sick. Oh, shit.
he ready to shoot some shit up, boy. School shooter.
Wow.
I'm popping everybody, bro.
Like I said, anything that versus cheating, that shit the worst. But hey, can a dude be a gold digger?
I go both ways. Why not? Equality.
But I hope he ain't stealing out the wallet too. But that's still Steve. That's still
grown ass man talking about what you got up here.
You're a thiefing ass nigga.
Come on, man. You ever seen that the Tinder swindler joke?
Oh my god, that shit was hilarious.
were they fucking a nigga though?
Yeah.
So they got something in return.
They thought they was about to get married because he was
betraying. But that's their point at that point because they got something in return. They was fucking this nigga. Mm-hmm. So he gave his best. But the women that's gold diggers, they don't want to do shit. They don't even want to fuck these niggas half the time. So this nigga, he looked at these bitches.
There was one chick that wasn't fucking them, was just treating them like a friend, but was taking advantage of, like, he knew, like, he said he knew wealthy people and, like, would invite
her. Then he fucked her over. Then he fucked her over if they would just been partners.
And then he got money out of her, yeah.
Then he fucked her over. But if the other chick, if he was fucking other chicks, dicking them down, if he didn't like them or whatever, if he was fucking them, he was giving what they wanted in return. So they was paying for his services, so he was just a gigolo at that point. So that's their fault. They know this nigga was going and leaving for months at a time. They know something was going on with this idiot. But he just got to dick you down and then you give him the money? It's on you. Just like I say for the niggas that get the bitches the money. If she fucking you and you giving the money, nigga, that's on you. Same thing for the ladies. That's on you. If you giving that money up, you fucked over. If he fucking you, that's what you wanted. You didn't want this nigga for not if he wasn't fucking you. And he wouldn't have got paid either.
Man.
Anybody else gonna answer the question?
Look, man, let's just give final statements and let's just wrap it here. Cause y'all niggas is fucking killing me. Look, I'm gonna give my final statement and then y'all niggas follow. Look, man. Gold diggers, cheaters, either or, both of them are dirty, regardless of what level of dirtiness. So if you would a chick and she's trying to get money out of you, cut that off. If you would a chick and she's sending
that bitch off. What's that nigga name?
He's sending pictures. She's sending pictures of her mouth, nigga. Live pictures of her mouth open. Cut that bitch off.
Right from the survival scroll. Cut that bitch off.
Hey, but before you keep with your final thought, how does a woman feel if her dude is sending women's the sex and then vibe?
Okay.
Should she cut that nigga off?
Mm.
If he send a dick pic?
Yeah.
Dick pic.
She respect it.
That's a man being a man, man.
So she respect
a dick pic, nah, nigga, that's lame shit, nigga.
Hey, but what if the bitch, dude, like, sent this nigga the Squirtle and everything else? Should his girl be proud?
She's sending it to him?
Yeah, after he sent the dick pics to the other chick.
After a dick pic?
Yeah.
A Squirtle.
So she be like, yeah, this nigga is King Dang-a-Lane out here, and be proud that some bitch want his to suck on her nigga dick. We said that's like the ultimate thing.
What y'all think?
Proud.
Well, I think women like men that other women want. So
true.
It also depends on that person too. I mean, that woman, you know, she may get upset. She may not get upset. I don't know. It all depends on that person. I can't, shit, I don't know, man.
Sissy, though, in your opinion, should a woman be proud that another woman is, but hey, I want to suck your dick?
I would say...
I'll say this. Maybe because she know that, maybe she think, oh, man, maybe I need to try harder. So,
just suck his dick.
Right. She want to try harder, you know, next time she suck you off.
Next time she going to suck it better.
Smile, you know?
Yeah.
So like, look, I'm in direct competition.
I'm going to say that, like, if a chick just sends that, like, ooh, I want to suck your dick or something like that, unsolicited, then she should be proud. If you sent the dick pic first, then
once you say, I'm going to still suck that dick.
But nah, because it's like, bruh, like, because but you also almost like, because at that point, it's like, if you show your dick to a prostitute, she's going to be like, ooh, I want to suck that dick too.
Yeah, but so you got to pay for it. But I'm talking about if you just...
Well, right. And I get that. And I'm not taking it to that. But what I am saying is... I'm saying is... I'm saying that you soliciting it. You sending a dick pic is trying to get your dick sucked. If you out here trying to get your dick sucked, you trying too hard, my nigga.
I feel like feel like if you said
bitches are trying to suck your dick, that's a whole nother thing. You can't control bitches wanting to suck your dick.
Wait,
but if you out there trying to get it sucked,
you try to get your dick sucked.
Yes.
What?
If you look, here's the idea.
What?
If you go to the bar, and you go up to a bitch and you're like, man, I'm trying to get my dick sucked. You trying to get it sucked. If you go in the bar and a bitch is looking at you like, I'ma suck that nigga's dick. You ain't doing nothing. But
you suck your
this
dick
bitch trying
good.
To suck your dick. So that is different from like you trying to be out there, like, hey, you trying to suck some dick tonight, baby? I got it for you. That nigga, even if he got the bitch who's sucking it, is like out here trying to be almost desperate. So that's what I'm trying to almost say. Not to that degree, because I don't want to make niggas feel like they desperate out here sucking dick.
So you're desperate if you got to walk up to somebody and say, suck my dick.
But right, but yeah, if you send the dick pics, you kind of desperate out here.
Yep.
What is you doing, bro? Like, you don't need to do it.
What if he already passed that and he actually fell out cheating and she's sending him like, yeah, I want to suck on that dick. So it's already a relationship type thing. So she already seen his dick and everything already.
That's interesting.
Or she be like, man, you be tearing this pussy up. So his girl be proud instead of like trying to fight this nigga.
This nigga, nigga Rado gonna start fighting to these motherfuckers' homes. Some nigga listening right now, like, what
I said.
Some nigga listening right now, the audience, like, what, how should she feel? His girl right next to her, how should she feel about that shit?
Like, for real, though, because we said, you know, that the dude, if she text her, if he see anything like this, the dude should go out like, nah, bitch, you gotta go, you cheating. But if you flip it, if the woman is doing this approach on your nigga, like, it should be, like, I don't know, I think you should be kind of proud about another bitch on your nigga, because we said, as much as niggas put into that girl, how pissed we would be.
Yeah.
For a nigga to want our chick, but for a bitch to want you, she'd be like, damn. So some other nigga is a lame nigga that his chick want my nigga.
Yeah. I mean, we know a chick can get ass, go get some dick, you know, without even trying. You know, she can just walk outside, somebody will fuck her. So would it be like looked at maybe in a better way? Because knowing that a guy actually has to do something to get some ass. So,
yeah, so if you're a nigga that ain't got to do shit and then this bitch, and you just fucking this bitch.
Yeah.
Like I don't think shit is wrong with that.
Yeah.
But if you putting effort into this shit and you trying to seek out this shit, bruh, yeah, you fucked up, man. Mm-hmm. You're a cheating ass nigga. But this shit fall on your lap and then she taking care of you. Hey, that shit just fell on your lap. At this point, you should be proud of this nigga. You better tell him to get some money out of the deal.
Mm-hmm. You already know how I feel about that.
What's your saying, Dale?
Sugar ain't big. Bitch better have some money, nigga.
Yeah, you're right.
I was gonna do.
Chivalry ain't dead. But you better have some money, bitch. All right, man. Closing statements, y'all. Let's wrap it up, man. It's been a good episode so far.
Don't be a gold digger. Don't cheat.
Nope.
Don't send other dudes. Well, for sure, girl.
Pussy pictures
and, you know, what you say, Daryl, lies with mouths open.
Live pictures with your mouth open.
Live pictures with mouth open.
Damn.
And tongue out, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Tongue out? That's a wrap. Leave that bitch.
So she might have already sucked this dick already at that point. This nigga, he already then got the picture in his head. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My dick gonna slide all the way down her throat tomorrow night at 5.
What I'm gonna say is the niggas that's having trouble making a woman come foreplay is your best friend. You feel me? Build them up to the point where you want them, and then that's when you take it. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Preheated.
Preheated.
AG, throw some
exactly. Preheated.
So y'all want to talk gold diggers, or we all want to talk the original topic?
But whatever you want to put out there for your closing statement, you good, mm-hmm. man.
I mean, as far as gold diggers go, you know, I feel like you gotta, you know what I mean? I mean, you gotta pick if you wanna be dealing with this type of woman. I feel like you get the vibes, you know, and then I feel like as far as get cheated on, it's just unacceptable. Like, you know what I mean? It's just not the answer, you know what I'm saying? This campaign has to, something gotta go different after something like that. Especially the head game off of something.
Oh, man. Yep. Shit, that's the worst. I mean, yep. What? I'm trying to slobber on that thing, bitch. What? Did I just? Oh, I'm hurting right there. I don't even want to relive. Yeah, that shit's crazy.
What would kill me if the shit said, "I want you to just stick it all the way down my throat"? I'm like, oh no! I'd be like, well. This shit is over.
Be real.
This shit is over.
Go ahead, pack my shit. Or whoever lives.
Damn, man.
Hey. It's gonna be mine or it's gonna be yours. Something getting hey, back.
That nigga and that wife beater. You don't see blood that night, girl.
Oh,
you better watch
the
out.
Wife beater sitting in his favorite chair that night. I'm waiting for your ass.
You better watch out that night. Cause he found out.
Well, shit, man.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We gonna close it out here. This has been another great episode. Hi, Guys Podcast. Y'all follow all the social media. Like I said, that Worm Guy, your host. Follow that Hi Guys Podcast or the Hi Guys. Excuse me, the Hi Guys Podcast on social media platforms and hit us up. Keep following us and keep smoking, and we'll smoke with you next time. Deuces.